If you or a loved one needed to go to the emergency room, how would you pay the bill? If you're like most Americans, you don't have huge cash funds stowed away for a trip to the ER. Most of us are overwhelmed by the high cost of healthcare, and it doesn't help that medical costs are often hidden. We recently reported on a new federal law that aims to increase price transparency, but doesn't quite hit the mark. California, though, is ahead of the game, and it means we can actually compare prices at local hospitals around the valley. Here to talk about it with me is FM89 reporter Carrie Klein.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Carrie. So before we get into pricing, remind us again what has been happening lately in terms of transparency.
So the newsiest change is that there is this new federal law that you mentioned that requires hospitals to post their price lists on their websites. And these lists are called charge masters, where hospitals list every single procedure and drug and device they offer along with a price. We reported on this last month. I interviewed a patient advocate about the ins and outs of the law, and it's not really all that momentous. Hospitals don't have to follow any sort of template with this charge master, which may sound kind of nitpicky, but it actually means the lists may be absolutely incomprehensible.
Oof.
Full of tens of thousands of different terms, many of which are just written as acronyms that only hospital workers will understand. So in that and many other ways, this federal law really falls short. The good news for patients, though, is that here in California, we've actually made greater strides toward hospital pricing transparency.
All right, then. So for us living in California, what's the state doing that differs from the federal government?
So we've had one state law in particular on the books here that's made these charge masters available to the public for over a decade. And then on top of that, each hospital also has to publish a form listing the prices of their top 25 or so most common procedures. And it's the same form for each hospital with procedure names in human terms, all formatted the same way. So it does allow a kind of apples to apples comparison between hospitals. There are still many caveats to these, the main one being that these are basically the sticker prices for these procedures that most patients won't actually pay, but we'll get into that in a few minutes.
All right, so I know you looked at this, as you call it, apples to apples comparison between local hospitals here in the San Joaquin Valley. What did you find when it comes to specific procedures?
Right, well, so first off, there is a huge variation among local hospitals, even for very basic procedures. For instance, say you need to go to the ER, and whatever it is isn't life-threatening, they might code it as a low to moderate severity issue. That could cost anywhere from $276 at Delano Regional to almost $1,300 at Kern Medical. That's for the exact same ER visit, exact same code. Or say you were to get a comprehensive metabolic panel. That's a series of blood tests that examine all sorts of things like blood sugar, electrolyte levels, kidney function. It's part of a yearly checkup for many people. That one has a huge price range from $45 at Kern Medical to over $800 at Mercy Hospital in Bakersfield.
Wow, that seems like a lot of variation among hospitals for, like you said, certain procedures. But is there a trend where one facility consistently lists their procedures as more expensive than another facility?
Well, when it comes to these sticker prices and these most common procedures, definitely. Almost across the board, the hospitals associated with Dignity Health have the highest prices in the valley. And that includes Mercy Medical Centers and Merced and Bakersfield and Bakersfield Memorial Hospital. Some of the lowest prices, though, Delano Regional Medical Center and Madera Community Hospital. There's even a huge variety within some hospital systems. For instance, Adventist Health Centers in Hanford and Reedley have nearly identical prices, but the new one in Tehachapi has lower ER rates, but higher prices for almost everything else. And then there's Kern Medical, which is not part of one of these larger companies. It has a relatively high ER price, but extremely cheap blood tests. So there is tremendous variety in pricing between local hospitals. And if we had the luxury of choosing which ones would be considered in-network, it might be worthwhile to actually check these price lists out.
But of course, one caveat you already mentioned is that these are only sticker prices. So what does that mean in the context of what someone might actually pay?
Basically, what it means is that no one will ever pay as high as what's on those charge masters. Here's Jan Emerson Shea with the California Hospital Association.
And the reason for that is that what you as a patient pay is based on what your insurance coverage is. So, for example, if you are a person who has an HMO health insurance product, you likely pay a flat copayment when you go to see your physician. And if you are admitted to the hospital, you may pay a small copayment or nothing at all, depending on what your arrangement is. If you have a different type of insurance plan, maybe it's a PPO or a high deductible plan, those plans call for different types of payment arrangements on behalf of the person being treated.
So essentially, those sticker prices may be a starting point, but what you pay is really a result of backdoor negotiations between your provider and your insurer.
But what if you don't have insurance?
Even then, you're not likely to pay these sticker prices either. Here's Jan Emerson-Shea again.
Anybody who is uninsured will either receive their care free of charge or at a discounted rate based on their particular income situation. And the discount amount is determined not based on these Chargemaster prices, but it's determined based on what either Medicare would pay the hospital for the same service, what a health plan would pay for the hospital, or what a workers' comp situation would pay the hospital.
So does that mean that patients have no control whatsoever over what they pay?
Not exactly. There's still some wiggle room if you think you've been overcharged. For instance, if you're uninsured and low income, call the hospital's billing offices and ask to talk to them about charity care. Or talk about that sliding scale you should be on if you make less than 3 times the federal poverty level. Even if you are insured, you can still call a hospital's billing office or your insurance to try to negotiate. And sometimes a harsh spotlight can help. Media outlets like Kaiser Health News and Vox have highlighted some really absurd hospital charges around the country, and in a few cases, hospitals have balked and brought down their charges.
Very interesting. Thanks so much, Carrie.
Thank you.